Hello, my name is Thea. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I need help getting the vaccine in Daphne. They're going to have it again tomorrow. But I'll tell you, I tried both days last week. Mm-hmm. And it's a nightmare up there. I never could even get close. And I can't go at like 3 o'clock in the morning to wait because I don't drive in the dark. Listen, I've lived in Daphne all my life and paid taxes. And my husband's in Providence Hospital in Mobile. Mm-hmm. And the only way I can be with him is if I get this vaccine. Please help me.
Okay, let me see. Well, you said you stay in Daphne. What county is that again? Baldwin?
Baldwin, yeah. I've lived here all my life. I couldn't believe it. The traffic was, I couldn't get close.
Okay. Baldwin. I see that another health provider, North Baldwin Family Health Center, but that's in
what is it?
North Baldwin Family Health Center.
That's in Daymanette.
Yep, I see they're offering it, or they're probably trying to be a potential provider, or Fairhope Pediatrics. And Fairhope is trying to obtain vaccinations. But as of right now, all we have is the Civic Center or your local health department. But I'm not sure if the Robertsdale are still doing it. I heard that they had ran out of vaccinations and it's only the Civic Center. Because we're currently on a shortage right now. And everyone who had them are trying to reorder. So it's going to be a little bit of a wait.
Well, it's crazy because I talked to a policeman and he said that they weren't doing it the way it said they were going to. I'm 76 years old.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, I thought I was supposed to be able to get it, and you can't even get close. And they don't even care if you don't live in the state. And they need to take care of our people first.
Right. Yes, ma'am. I completely understand.
I'm desperate.
I'm so sorry for that. I'm so sorry.
Can you think of anybody that I can call?
Have you tried reaching out to your what's it called? Your primary care physician to see if he has any
recommendations? Yeah, and they don't have the vaccine and told me to call you.
What about your local hospital?
I don't know. I think they've run out.
Yep,
my daughter tried to get me in down there, but they've run out.
Yeah, a lot of people are trying to reorder, so it's just that shortage of the vaccinations. And I'm so sorry about that. I wish we had more control over how.
It's so awful.
Yes, ma'am.
I know it, but they need to do right. If they tell you to go. And I went both days, and it was insane.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, they tell you to because of our age. But my biggest thing is my husband's over there by himself, and that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just never know how well they're being taken care of.
Yes, ma'am. Now, is there any way that you would be willing to travel to a different area, like a different county, to get the vaccine? Or do you not know if they're even out?
Yes, it's. I don't know. I don't know who has it.
Okay, well, try reaching back out to that vaccine appointment line because they're the ones who's in charge of pre-registering you. The only thing I would be able to do is refer you to, like, COVID testing places regarding if you want to take the test to get the test to see if you have COVID or not the shot. You would have to refer to that appointment line again to try to see if they can get you in at a different county so where you can get in the door to get that shot.
Could you give me that number?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You got a paper and pen handy?
I do.
Okay, it's going to be 855-566-5333.
Oh, thank you so much, honey. I appreciate your help.
No problem, anything. I'm just blessed to be a blessing, and I hope you stay safe, and I hope I was able to help you. And if you need more information, you can visit the following websites because they're really helpful, the adph.org or cdc.gov. You can visit those websites. They'll give you a lot of good information. And I want to thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, okay? Stay safe.
Well, you've been so sweet. Thank you, honey.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. Okay, be safe, all right? Well, don't